Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong thing. I've been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of
Good evening.
Let's see here. Is it Auntie Carrie doing the First Samuel?
Uh-huh.
Okay, here she is. Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Hey, Loretta, how are you?
We doing good, and you?
Doing good.
Okay, you can go ahead and with 1 Samuel 30.
Okay. All right.
1 Samuel 30. Thus, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein, they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. For the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which was so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs, and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, To whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite. And my master left me because 3 days agone I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites, and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb. And we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, Canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, Swear unto me by God, that thou wilt neither kill me, nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And David took all the flocks and the herds, which they drave before those other cattle, and said, This is David's spoil. And David came to the 200 men, which were so faint that they could not follow David, whom they had made also to abide at the brook Besor. And they went forth to meet David, and to meet the people that were with him. And when David came near to the people, he saluted them. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial, of those that went with David, and said, Because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered, save to every man his wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. Then said David, Ye shall not do so, my brethren. With that which the Lord hath given us, who hath preserved us, and delivered the company that came against us into our hand? For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarrieth by the stuff. They shall part alike. And it was so from that day forward that he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel unto this day. And when David came to Ziklag, he sent of the spoil unto the elders of Judah, even to his friends, saying, Behold, a present for you of the spoil of the enemies of the Lord, to them which were in Bethel, and to them which were in South Ramoth, and to them which were in Jatir, and to them which were in Aroer, and to them which were in Sithmoth, and to them which were in Eshtemoah, and to them which were in Rakal, and to them which were in the cities of the Jerahmeelites, and to them which were in the cities of the Kenites, and to them which were in Hormah, and to them which were in Chor Ashan, and to them which were in Athak, and to them which were in Hebron, and to all the places where David himself and his men were wont to haunt. 1 Samuel 31.
Amen.
Now the Philistines fought against Israel,
Amen.
And the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa.
Okay, I'll do a roll call.
Loretta, she spoke with 31.
Hi.
And Milcah Shua, Saul's
son. 30 and 31.
And the battle went sore against Saul.
Oh, okay.
And the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers. Then said Saul unto his armor-bearer, Draw thy sword, and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised to come and thrust me through and abuse me. But his armor-bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise upon his sword and died with him. So Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor-bearer, and all his men, that same day together. And when the men of Israel that were on the other side of the valley, and they that were on the other side, Jordan, saw that the men of Israel fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook the cities and fled. And the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his three sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And they cut off his head and stripped off his armor and sent into the land of the Philistines round about to publish it in the house of their idols and among the people. And they put his armor in the house of Ashtoreth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshan. And when the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard of that which the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and went all night and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan and came to Jabesh and burnt them there. And they took their bones and buried them under a tree at Jabesh and fasted 7 days.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that audio read and not too carry. I'll do a roll call now, and I will start out with, we have Mother May, Brother Hubert, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Sister Angela, Auntie Betty, Daniel, and myself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. And this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for all that you do for us daily. And we pray that we all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Mother May.
Dear God, help us be true to ourselves so that we can come before your throne and let our needs and requests be made known. Help us to hold ourselves accountable to the people that we have felt to lead so that we will be the leader and you want us to be in the name of the one who called us from fellowship to leadership and offer the necessary grace to do that which we have been called to do. We pray that everybody on this line will get something out of this evening program that will help us through the week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that blessing prayer, Mother May. The song that I chose is The Master Calling by Deborah Wan. And I do believe Auntie Carrie requested this song a while back. But that will be the song playing for the opening this evening. Oh,
okay.
All right.
Thank you.
The program tonight. Thank you, Anta, for supplying us with that worshiping song, The Master's Calling. And I will start out with Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the Book of Psalms, Psalm 119, 105 to 112. None. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Psalms 119. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming also out of Psalm 103.
Good morning.
Then all that I am, the Lord, with my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Then all that I am, praise the Lord. May I never forget the good thing that he does for me. He forgives all of my sins, and he heals all of my disease. He redeemed me from death and crowned me with love and tender mercy. He filled my life with good things. My youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord is righteousness and justice to all who treated unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses and his deed to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sin. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the heights of the heaven above the earth. He has removed our sin as far as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassion to those who fear him. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that beautiful reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 103. Next I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of 1 John 2:15. And the seventh is hate the world.
In the early 1960s, a poor young man from the slum joined the army. Richard's father and mother had died before he was 15 years old. He had no idea what the future held for him. While in the army, Richard became very successful. He felt secure in his position in life, but he was spiritual bankrupt. In 1966, one of his friends in the army attended an evening crusade and brought Richard a gospel tract to read. The tract talked about fallen human nature and how God is infinity wisdom and love set Jesus to the set Jesus to die for the sin of each of us. Moved by what he read, Richard gave his life to Jesus. Several years later, Richard was faced with the greatest challenge in his life. The Lord was challenging him to resign from the army and enter the ministry. The call was very clear and precise, but Richard was unwilling to leave the army for fear of losing all the comfort and security he had enjoyed. In our reading today, God is calling us to hate the world. Yet many of us, like Richard, find it very difficult to obey this call because we are caught up in the attraction of this world while we claim to love Jesus. We are so comfortable and secure that we fail to follow him. In the end, we no longer stand out as Christians, but fit in the world because of our comfortable. We compromise our Christian witness. But God had called us to hate the world, to choose to be different, to choose to stand out. We must be willing to give up the short-term safety and world promise for the entire benefit of God. Others often us, as John declared, the world and its desire passed away, but the man who does the will of God live forever. And the prayer said, thank you, Lord, that you continue to call us to love you rather than the world. Give us the spirit of obedience so we may become your humble servants. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for a reading, for that reading, Mother May, out of 1 John 2 and 15. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Behold, God, will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the days when I cried, and answer me and strengthen me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the word of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet have he respect unto the lower. But the proud of no one are far off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revere me. Thou shalt strengthen for my hand against the wrath of my enemies. And the right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the work of their own hand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. That tea died out of Psalms 138. Next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm
going to
come out of Daniel 1. And the title of my reading is Daniel, God's Faithful Servant. Daniel was a Jewish youth who was captured and deported to Babylon. Living in a strange land with strange gods, a strange language, and strange food, he found himself in a situation where many influences could have caused him to be unfaithful to the God. But Daniel set his heart on the God of Israel. He remained faithful and was called by to be the ancestor. Daniel's faithfulness demonstrated that the God of justice and righteousness is still more powerful than the forces of oppression that hold sway in the world. Daniel and his friends were better nourished than all of the other children fed from the king's table, and they had more wisdom than Babylon's. Like Daniel, the friends were to a plan and And faithfulness to God still requires us to stand against the majority when we are tempted to compromise God's standard of holiness. Our complete assurance in God's faithfulness will allow us to remain faithful to him, even though it may seem easier to join the crowd and eat the king's meat. Daniel's God, which is our God, is limitless in his faithfulness to his people. As with Daniel, our faithfulness to God rests upon the faithfulness of God to us. Our response is an acknowledgement of that faithfulness. Let us hold unwavering to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. This is out of Hebrews 10:23. So as we fulfill our requirements as faithful servants of the Most High God, we, like Daniel, we rejoice as victors when confronted with oppression and injustice. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Angela, out of Daniel. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading chapter 1 of St. Mark, out of chapter 1. In the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way for thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make thy path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached and baptized of the repentance and for remission of sin. And there went out him all in the land of Judea and they in Jerusalem and were baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sin. And John was clothed.
Did we lose her? We lost her.
Yeah, I think we lost her. We'll give her a minute to come back in. There she goes.
I'm sorry. Okay.
John
was clothed with camel hair and with the girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey and preach, saying, there come one mightier than I after thee, the latch of whose shoes I am not worthy to scoop down to unloose. And indeed, I have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of St. Mark. I will go next, and my reading is out of Colossians 3:16-15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your heart. And whatever you do, whether in words or deeds, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, next I have Brother Daniel. Any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say hello to everyone. I'm a listener, and I got two more months, then I should get my certificate for graduating. Don't be too hard months, though, for everybody, birthdays, Christmas, and all that. So I'm taking donations. I got to go for these things. Amen.
You ain't doing no work. You just showing up.
Don't tell nobody.
Okay, where you graduating from?
Nothing. He ain't doing nothing. Sometimes I don't think he be listening.
I think I got about 10 years though. I got 10 years of missing 9 of them.
You got a long way to go.
You taking baby steps, okay?
I tell you.
Praise God.
Praise God.
You got to just stop showing up. You got to bring some.
Amen. Let's move on. Let's move on.
Amen.
Praise God.
Oh, Lord. All right.
Okay. Is there anyone we need to, we have reached a part of the sick and shut-ins. Is there anyone we need to add or take off the list at this time?
You can take off Napoleon now.
Napoleon?
Uh-huh. And Yolanda.
Okay, and I have you on here as well, Auntie.
Keep me.
Okay. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now.
I
ain't
like my nephew.
Huh?
I like my nephew running.
Huh?
What she said?
Running?
I'm not like my nephew running away.
Oh, Daniel.
Okay.
Oh, praise God.
All right. What's going on, y'all? Don't understand.
You can take Stephanie and family off.
Okay.
And ain't now it's in the refrigerator.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for healing Auntie Wileen, Kamisha, Sylvia, the Williams family, Joseph, the Simmons family, Daniel, Trey, Angela's grandkids, Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley, Carolyn family, Uncle Dave, Uncle James, Tansy, Sarah, Mary Ann, Louise family, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for always being in control. And we trust your internal nature to be revealed in the body of our sick and shut in, to bring peace and healing. Help them in this time to rely only on your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, now we have reached the part for birthdays, the week of October the 17th through the 23rd.
All righty. On October the 17th, which is today, we have Monica and we have Ira. And then on the 18th, we have Tony.
Tony, oh, that's tomorrow.
And then on the 19th, I have Micah. Loretta, that's your grandbaby, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Grandbaby.
Okay. And then on the 21st, I have Auntie Dot, our very own. Hello, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on the 22nd, I have Nick. Auntie Ben, is that your nephew?
That's my grandson.
Okay.
All
righty. Are there any other birthdays for this week?
Oh, boy. I didn't do my homework for the birthday list. Do we have a volunteer to sing the birthday song tonight? Let's see, who sung last week?
Hello? Hello?
You going to sing the birthday song for us tonight, Daniel?
Yeah, I'm going to do a quick one. Can you let me do it? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, sir.
It's been many, many years since I seen you on your day. It's your birthday, you got. Happy birthday, and then the most.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Amen. Thank you for stepping
out, Daniel.
That CLA will get you out in 2 months.
At least he's trying
to get the baby and come out now. That you get the jackpot or something on me. I ain't get no bill on that. Well, I got to go 5 minutes to school district.
All right, baby steps. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Daniel, Brother Daniel. Okay. Let's see, we have reached the part where we share what's on our heart, either more Bible verses, praise report, testimony, and songs or poem. And before I get started, I know a lot has happened since we had Auntie Carrie to do our homework on the age of Eric. Do we have that assignment? I'm too scared.
He's 43.
He's
43.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for that update on Cousin Eric. Amen.
Yeah.
What God would say, Well done, my servant. Good
and faithful servant. Right. Been faithful for a few things.
Yep. Amen.
I'm telling
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Praise, report, testimony, song of poem, even more Bower verses. Auntie Betty.
I pray, darling.
Okay, let's see. I have Mother May. Any testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read a verse from the poem. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that poem, Mother May. Next, I will go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise before testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I would like to just share that. I am so blessed to have family that loved me and prayed for me while I was sick. So I appreciate it, and I thank you all, and I thank God for you all.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you as well. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that praise report, Auntie Carrie.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Next I have Brother Hubert. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to sing a song.
Amen. Right. Amen. Hallelujah. I was going to tell you to sing tonight.
He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got the little bitty baby. In his hand, he got the little bitty baby. In his hand, he got the little bitty baby. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got you and me, brother. In his hand, he got you and me, brother. In his hand, he got you and me, brother. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got me and you, sister. In his hand, he got me and you, sister. In his hand, he got me and you, sister. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got the mama and the papa. In his hand, he got the mama and the papa. In his hand, he got the mama and the papa. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He got the whole world in his hand. Hallelujah. Let's see. Next I have Sister Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to continue out of Daniel, but this time in Daniel 3. And the title of my reading is Burning But Not Consumed. As we observe the morally, ethically, and spirituality deteriorating conditions in our communities, neighborhoods, and country, we might conclude that we are living in a burning furnace. From coast to coast, we sense the heat of the furnace. Moral decay, injustice, racism, drug, alcohol abuse, and alcohol addiction, gang violence, teen pregnancy, abortion, and AIDS. But we can't give up and we can't give in. Like the three Hebrew boys, we must say, the God we serve is able to save us, in Daniel 3:17. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were commanded to deny their God, unwilling to worship the golden image. They were thrown into the furnace, but they trusted God to deliver them. Then the Lord sent help from heaven to assist them. When King Nebuchadnezzar looked into the furnace, he saw one like a son of the gods. The Hebrew boys came through safely, untouched by the fire. God does not change. What God has done for others, he will do for you. But you must first decide that you are going to obey him rather than man. When your mind is made up, you don't have to waste time trying to find excuses. A predetermined mind reflects faith and dependency on God. Remember, no person or situation can bind your soul if you are free in the Lord. The Lord wanted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego free because they feared God more than Nebuchadnezzar or the furnace. Matthew 10:28 says, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." Not only were the three Hebrew boys freed, but God was glorified by their freedom and witness. If you love and trust God, the fiery furnace experiences will ultimately work to your advantage and God's glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Angela out of Daniels. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news? I'm sorry, any song, a poem, praise report, or testimony you would like to share with the group?
Yeah, I'm coming out of St. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. When the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them, and when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have command you. And I am with you always, even until the end of the world." Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of St. Matthew's. Next, I have to go to Brother Daniel. I didn't hear him say he was just a listener tonight. So I'm coming back to you, brother. Do you have a praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group?
You heard me. You heard me do my shit. Well, I just want to say one more thing. You say Auntie Dot's birthday this week?
Yeah.
So you going to pull up on me? I got to pull up on you. We go to Alabama with the boat.
What?
Go gamble.
I'm going.
What are you going to do on your birthday?
I will.
Pick me up, okay?
I will. Good night.
He'll beat you up, Scotty.
I got to pull up and you going to pull up.
Okay.
All right.
Amen.
We'll talk about it.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Thank you, Brother Daniel. Thank you. Boy, we need laughter every now and then. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Brother Huber is going to come to us with the closing prayer. And that will be followed up with the song Waymaker by Elevation. And then Angela will pause the song for the conclusion, and then she will follow through with the remaining of the songs. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
You had an assigned part, Loretta.
I'm sorry?
You had an assigned in the parts.
Oh,
for next week.
Thank you, Auntie. You want to do this one day?
No.
No. Thank you. I skipped all over that. I really did. Auntie,
well, that's why we're here to help you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay, I have to assign parts. Let's see.
It sounds like you need a secretary.
Actually, we're not in 1 Samuel. We're in 2 Samuel 1.
Yeah. I can play it.
Auntie Carrie?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be 2 Samuel 1.
Okay, Loretta, just have 27 verse. Do you want me to do 2 or just that 27 verse?
Let me see.
It'd be less than
2 minutes. 2 is kind of long, so let's just do 1. 2 is very long. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, what do the group think? It's not that long. I thought it went over to the next page. What do the group
it's
think?
Just 30 verses it's just 30 verses in the next one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we can do 2.
We can do 2.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. So I have Auntie Carrie for 2 Samuel 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right. Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer for next week?
Okay.
I'll do it, Loretta.
Is that Brother Daniel?
No, Brother Hubert.
Thank you, Brother Hubert, for volunteering for the opening prayer for next week. Do I have a volunteer for the closing prayer next week?
I'll do it.
Who is that?
Auntie Care.
Auntie Carrie, do the closing prayer. Amen, amen. Okay, so for next week we have Auntie Carrie doing 2 Samuel 1 and 2, Brother Hubert volunteering for the opening prayer, and Auntie Carrie doing the closing prayer. Is there anything anyone would like to share before Brother Hubert comes to us with the closing prayer? Amen, amen. Everyone bow their head, please.
Heavenly Father, I pray that your kingdom come, your will be done over our families. I ask you to make your word stronger and greater than our will. I ask you to make us hunger and thirst after your righteousness. I stand on your promise that I will prophesy. I intercede in the spirit that our family are saved by faith. Help each of us keep a pure heart. Keep us in remembrance of your promise that you will never leave us or forsake us. I take the shield of faith and cover our families and churches, for you will bless the righteous with favor and protect us, surrounding us with a shield. And Lord, we promise to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise that do your name, O Lord. And we thank you for things that were shared today, that we can have it, to take it for the rest of our lives, to help us take another step forward towards your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that closing prayer, Brother Hubert. Now, Angela will come to us with the song Waymaker, and she will stop it along the way so we can do the conclusion, and then she'll pick the song back up.
Amen.
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 worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this land. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in now. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. You're working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are the greatest miracle worker. Light in the darkness, my God. We tried you and we found you are the great miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you.
You never stop.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
He's a way maker. Amen. 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 And that concludes our program for tonight. We want to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our challenging week. We also want to thank Auntie Carrie for sharing 1 Samuel 30 and 31 tonight. Thank Mother May for a blessing and prayer line. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then for Brother Hubert sharing the closing prayer with us. And for Angela, our DJ for tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And then
God, we ask that you continue to bless America, and thank you for the blessing that you bestow upon us daily. May God be with you all week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night. We love you all.
Thank you. This morning. What I mean by that is you needed help and you got help. You needed mercy and you got mercy. You needed breath and you got breath. So now take that breath that he gave you. Give it back to him. May his name.
Praise God. Praise God. Waymaker. Amen. Everyone have a blessed evening. We love you all. Good night.
Good night.